Yo, boy, what are you doing in here, Batman? And what have you brought the puzzler with you?
No. No. You don't get to summon the puzzler. What? Also,
sorry,
was that?
What was that? Yo, boy.
Yeah, you got your coffee put there, Batman?
Are you just trying to be like a one of the goons? Oh, no, it's the bat.
Why has Batman got coffee? Is that just because I drink coffee?
Well, you know, you got your coffee there, Batman? Is it, you know, is it good coffee for you?
Is he trying to do the Penguin?
I don't know what he's trying to do. This is bizarre. The Penguin wouldn't start with yo, so it can't be the Penguin.
So, yeah.
Is this the first thing? Is this a puzzle? We've got to figure out who you are.
So how are you doing today, Batman? You've come here for this quiz, yeah?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, and I see you left Robin at home. Obviously, you've got to be over 21 to get in here.
Are we in the Iceberg Lounge?
But, you know, you got the puzzler with you. What if you got the puzzler with you, Batman?
I don't think you can choose to bring the puzzler. I think the puzzler comes up when he wants to. Oh, he has managed
to. Who dares to summon the puzzler?
It's
the
me.
The puzzler puzzles where he pleases.
It's me, the Ping Pong Penguin. I've got a quiz for you.
The Ping Pong Penguin?
I've got a quiz for you too.
Do you know?
Yeah, I do. So,
are you going to keep this character up the whole quiz?
He can't keep this character up so far, let alone the rest of the quiz.
So we got round one, boys, and round one is ping pong. I got 7 questions for you here, and I'm gonna get Batman to start first.
To do it accurately, you should
sometimes
have had
you sound like a cowboy
for a best of 7 round. That's how ping pong works.
Thanks for the facts, puzzler.
If he's going to make puzzles, he better make them correctly when I'm here.
Ooh. Well, there's not much of a puzzle here. So, Batman.
Then why did you summon
the puzzler? Why did you sound like a cowboy?
Fuck this, I'm off! Oh, hi, Batman. What did I miss?
Oh, just a cowboy pretending to be the Penguin. It's pretty odd.
Oh, weird. Which Batman hero am I?
I think you're probably Batgirl.
No, Batgirl was Mercy. I'll be Nightwing.
Yes. Okay.
The one that I should have pulled out of my ass instead of Azrael.
I think we should have. We shouldn't be a Nightwing based podcast. I think you can be Batwing.
The plane.
No. There's a guy called Batwing, right?
Is there? Do you mean
I think so.
Batmink, whatever it is, the little goblin thing.
No. Lucas Fox is Batwing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe that just is because he flies the plane. I'll be Lucius Fox, though. I can do a Morgan Freeman voice.
No, not Lucius Fox. Lucas Fox.
Okay, good. Because it turns out I can't do a Morgan Freeman voice. I'm not sure how I feel about being a Batman character I've genuinely never heard of in either name.
So, Batman, your first question.
Lucas Fox Batwing does come up.
Yeah, he's real. I didn't make him up.
Man, there's a lot of fucking Batman characters these days.
I think Batman Incorporated spun out a shitload of Batman.
I see. He looks a little bit like Batman Beyond. And I do like Batman Beyond.
Mm. Well, there we go. Right, are you going to take control of this quiz, Penguin?
Yeah, boy. First question for you, Batman. What year did Pong come out?
Oh, fucking who knows? 1972.
gone for 1972, and Night, no, Batwing. None of us know who you are, Batwing, so.
I knew who you were.
I'm Batwing. I'm a Batman character. Fuck, I think Batman got the right answer somehow.
What, really?
I'll go 71, just to be safe. Wait, can I go same answer?
You can go same answer.
Oh, fucking
no, that is not allowed. That is a quiz faux pas.
I allow
it. He's a criminal, Batman. You can't expect him to run his quiz legitimately. Let's just give the same answer on every question and see what he fucking does.
So, you want 1971 or 1972?
72, baby.
72 is the correct answer. You both get a point.
I can't believe I finally got an actual retro question right, and it's just been cheated in this manner.
Nightwing. Nintendo's Color TV Game 6 features a game like Pong. What's it called?
Is Nightwing joining us?
Batwing, sorry.
Oh, okay. Ping.
Batman?
I'll go with Ping.
You're both wrong. It's Light Tennis. Light Tennis. Batman, 2020's Pong Quest has what open critic score?
76.
A hand. Batwing?
I'm going to go for 76.
You can change your answer if you wish. You don't have to copy
back
that.
I don't wish to do that.
Neither if you get a point.
But 57. We're both the closest.
you're both the closest. I'm not going to give you any points. I decided.
No, this is rude.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're just picking on people.
Well, Batman did chuck me in Arkham a couple of months ago, so.
Does the Penguin usually go to Arkham? He's not insane, he's just a criminal.
Well, I'm the Ping Pong Penguin, so.
You know. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, right, that's the thing that makes you insane, is it?
He's
ping-pong?
Got multiple personalities, he can't seem to settle on an accent.
Question Batman. Balls of
Fury. Are you sure about that? No, it's definitely not me, just to confirm.
Batwing. Balls of Fury, the tie-in video game released on what two systems?
Nintendo Wii and Nintendo DS.
Okay, and Batman.
I think I'll go with Nintendo DS and Nintendo Wii.
That is correct. You both get 3 points because you get a bonus point for getting them both correct.
Do you think the Penguin's cool? Sometimes you try and make him sound like a cool dude, but I think he's pretty nasty.
Yeah, but the Ping Pong Penguin.
Well, the Ping Pong Penguin also accent changes quite frequently.
So, Batman, what console also launched in 1972?
I'm going to go with the PlayStation Vita.
Can you practice in there? Because I hear Robin's going to run a Vita quiz at some point.
Am I going to be asked a question? Or?
Yeah, Batwing. What console do you think came out in 1972?
Now he's just doing my voice. I think it was probably the PS Vita.
You're both incorrect. It's the Magnavox Odyssey.
That's not a real console.
It's like the first console.
Well, it's not a proper one, is it?
Yeah.
Can't get a mini one to put under your TV, can you?
Not yet. Not yet.
It also, not yet. I'm pretty sure it just
if had. If it was the first console, it'd be the first one to get a mini version, so.
What were you saying there, Batwing?
I'm pretty sure the Magnavox Odyssey just has Pong, and then you pretty put much. Plastic sheets over your TV to pretend it's different games.
So it's not really a console.
No, it's a
Pong machine.
It's like an arcade cabinet.
without the screen.
Batwing, Ping Redux is a remake of what game?
Ping Pals.
Ping Pals. Batman?
I think it's probably Ping Pals.
It's not Ping Pals. It's Ping 1.5 Plus.
Do you just enjoy asking questions that nobody would know the answer to?
He decided to do 7 questions on ping pong, and it was a couple too many, I think.
Well, I am the ping pong penguin, boys.
That's 7. Why there's so many accents, because he's the whole ping pong penguin, boys. He's a whole gang.
Could you please name each member of the ping pong penguin, boys, please, Matt?
No.
I love Matt will never yes and he will always no but.
There's no buts.
Just a no. Or if you're lucky you might get a
Question 7 to Batman. Rockstar Games Presents Table Tennis was the first Rockstar game to huge rage. That's Rockstar Advanced Game Engine, including expansions and an upcoming game. How many games will use it?
75.
And Batwing?
Well, you got GTA 4, GTA 5, a couple of expansions each, Red Dead 2, 75.
Keep that to yourself. The correct answer was 11. And I'm going to let Batman answer. Can you name those 11?
Yeah, easy.
Would you like to name them?
No.
Why not, Batman?
Just don't really fancy it.
What about you, Batwing?
No, you're alright, thanks.
Oh, no. Well, you could have had Table Tennis, GTA 4, Midnight Club, LA, GTA 4, The Lost and the Damned, GTA 4, Ballad of the Gay Tony, Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare, Max Payne 3, GTA 5, Red Dead Redemption 2, and GTA 6. And after that round, Batman is on 4 points. Batwing is also on 4 points.
Excellent. Whoa. A victory for justice.
We're a good team.
So, round two. We need the round two. Round two is Penguin. And Batwing. You get to go first. Penguin Adventure was the debut of game of what game director?
Hayao Miyazaki. Wait, no, that's the anime guy. Hidetaka Miyazaki.
Batman?
I'd say Miyazaki Hidetaka.
Correct, Batman. He is Japanese in origin. Mm-hmm. That's why you're the world's greatest detective, and I'm still learning.
You're both wrong. It is Hideo Kojima.
Oh, fuck. I was almost going to say that.
And for a bonus point, what console did Penguin Adventure launch on? You can shout out, seeing either of you got the correction. Question correct.
Wait.
I'm waiting.
Batman. 3, 2, 1. MSX.
It is the MSX. You both get a point.
Yes.
So Batman, the penguin appear. The penguins appear in what world in Super Mario 64?
The snow one.
He's gone for the snow one. And Batwing.
Not the really big and small one. It's not the really big
Nintendo
one.
Fan, so this would be disappointing if you got this wrong.
No, I think he's correct. I think it is the snow one.
The snow one. I mean, it has got snow on it, but the correct answer is Cool Cool Mountain.
Yeah, but it is the snow one, isn't it?
There's no point.
Sorry, is it a desert?
No.
Is it fucking lava?
Is it a forest?
No.
Oh, so which one would you describe it as?
How would you describe it in terms of the other levels in the game?
It's a snowy mountain.
Oh, snowy one. Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks.
Are the others snowy but different landscapes?
Possibly.
So is this, in fact, the only snow
one? It is, but yeah. It's not where I get my ice for the Iceberg Lounge.
Sorry, no one asked you where you get your ice for the Iceberg Lounge, just to confirm. Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the question we should be asking, Batman.
Yeah. If you ask that question, like, rabbit hole, and we just said the snow one, then, you know, that would be wrong. But
yeah. So, Batwing.
Where do you get your ice from the Snowbird Lounge?
Well, I get it from the... Mr. Freeze makes it for me.
I don't think you and Mr. Freeze get on.
But, you know, he needs the money for his experiments and that. I need ice, so, you know, it all works out.
Does he need the money?
Yeah, that's why he does the crimes. Because he wants to buy drugs for his wife or whatever.
I'm just not sure that providing ice is really how he's going to get it. I think he's more into
robbing banks. Probably not making a big dent. Yeah.
No. I mean, the cryogenics on his wife alone are pretty costly.
Yeah.
But if he's running all that cryogenics anyway, he might as well make some ice.
Well, yeah, but I just think that he would keep that ice to you know, maintain the temperature of the room or whatever.
Does Mr. Freeze piss ice?
I would think he'd like piss like that blue fluid or whatever.
Maybe.
I mean, it's all going to get like recycled in his suit, right? Like astronauts.
Like Dune.
Yeah.
I don't think modern astronauts do that. I think it just fills up a bag.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
Have you heard the thing about the astronauts' dicks?
No.
They have to have like a special thing to put their dick into to pee, right?
Sure.
And NASA had like small, regular, large. And all of the astronauts asked for large. But it was too big on some of them and piss got everywhere. So they had to rename them large and extra large.
Excellent.
Because then the guys with the small dicks would have the large. True story.
You've completely thrown him.
Batwing, though, Pen Pen was a launch game for what console?
The Magnavox Odyssey.
And Batman, what console did Pen Pen launch on?
I think it was probably the Magnavox Odyssey.
Not the Vita?
No, clearly it's the Magnavox Odyssey. Come on. Just give us the points and move on. Come on.
It's the Sega Dreamcast. Batman, Club Penguin ran for how many years?
75.
75. Batwing?
They were 3/4 of the way to their centennial. It was 75 years.
The correct answer is 12, 2005 to 2017.
I think the real correct answer is that Club Penguin never dies, so it's still going in our hearts.
The real Penguin would know that. He runs illegal Club Penguin servers from the Iceberg Lounge server room.
Batwing. Penny Gwyn is a character in what recent Square Enix multiplayer game?
Square? Oh, is it? It's the fucking Splatoon ripoff, but I can't remember what it's called.
Foam Stars.
Foam Stars.
And Batman.
I'm going to go with Foam Stars.
Foam Stars is the correct answer.
Nice.
So you both get a point there.
Yeah. It's like I just held up a goon and then Batwing got to punch the goon. It's beautiful.
We're such a good team. That's why when people think of teams, they just naturally say Batman and Batwing. It's in the cultural lexicon.
Batman, what are the NIS penguins called?
I don't have. Oh, wait, it's Batman, it's fine.
No, it's just Batman.
Oh, what was it?
No, it's Batman.
I literally was the last one, yeah. I think he might have said Batwing.
Oh, yeah, no, I said Batman. Right. Yeah. It was confusing. Right, sorry. So, what was it? The NIS penguins?
Yeah.
Like the Youth Volunteering Service?
No, the game publishing people. You know, they do dick games like
Okay, isn't it? Okay, I don't think I've ever heard it without the A for America, to be fair. That was the confusing part. Sorry, what was the question?
Yeah, if you'd said, like, nice, I would have known.
Yeah.
What are the NIS penguins called?
Oh, penguins.
Batwing? What do you penguins. Think the answer is? No, you're both wrong. It's a prinny.
But you said they were penguins.
Or prinnies.
But sorry, you just told me in the question that they were penguins.
What are the NIS penguins called? They're called pet prinnies.
Hmm. But they are penguins, aren't they?
Mm. No, they're prinnies.
But why did the question say that they were penguins?
Because they're a type of penguin.
Right.
Your scheme's falling apart, Ping Pong Penguin.
You know.
We've got you dead to rights.
You should have said penguin-like animal, but you called them penguins, which did define them as penguins.
I hope you like prison food and are willing to learn new skills so you can adopt a life away from crime when you leave rehabilitated.
Well, I've got this this lounge already set up, so...
Well, yeah, but that's going to be taken away from you. Your assets will be stripped.
We all know it couldn't stay afloat without embezzling money. You don't charge enough for your drinks, and you have too many staff who are just sitting around. Everyone says that. You don't know how to run a business.
I know, that's why you keep putting me in the black gate.
And there you figured out where you're
going
now.
Oh, he's remembered what the prison.
Anyway, Batwing, how many Pingu games have there been?
Noot, noot. Two. One for each noot.
Batman?
I'm going with two.
Got for two. The correct answer is 13. And Batwing, would you like to have a go at naming any of these 13?
Pingu.
He's gone for Pingu. Pingu is not on the list. Batman?
I'm going to go with Pingu 2.
Pingu 2 is not on the list. Unfortunately, no one gets points there. You had Crazy Sledging, Fun Fun, Pingu, Keepy Uppy, My Friend Pingu, Pingu and Pinga, Best Friends, Pingu and Friends, Pingu Domino's Game, Pingu's Icebox, Pingu's Dickshaw, Pickle, Pingu's Wonderful Carnival, Pingu A Barrel of Fun, Pingu the Most Cheerful Penguin in the World, and Something Fishy.
What the fuck are you, were you thinking when you made this Quizmas? Is your attempt just to... make us slightly
just because
more angry
I suggested
time.
He could be a ping pong penguin quiz. This is all my fault.
Wait, what? Did you suggest this?
He was like, oh, what Batman villain can I be? And I was like, well, you're the ping pong penguin, aren't you? And this is what I've wrought. Just as Jay created a rod for his back when he said he can't do puzzles. Thus I have done the same.
So, after round of three, Batman is on 6
Whoa,
points.
Did I fall Batman. Asleep and miss a round?
No, round two, sorry. We're going into round three.
Is this the last round?
We're going into... Yes, this is the last round. So,
we,
Batman is on 6 points.
We have to check
points.
These things, because we know how rogue you are to go with these things.
Batwing is also on 6 points. We'll be right back. So, green round three. It's Batman to start first. EA Black Box did one and only Need for Speed game. Which one is it? Batman?
Hopsy.
You drinking that coffee there, see, Batman?
No, I just wasn't realising it was my turn. That's the thing, is that normally I'm not called Batman, so it sort of throws me when I'm suddenly Batman.
Which Need for Speed game?
I said Hot Pursuit.
EA. Hot Pursuit, okay. And Batwing?
Hot Pursuit, but the other Hot Pursuit than the one he meant.
Okay. I think there is multiple Hot Pursuits, but you're both wrong. It's The Run.
You're going to have the runs when I'm done punching you in the kidneys.
Is that how The Runs work?
Probably not. We've got various guts down there. I'll hit him in the right one eventually.
Batwing. Tomb Raider, Curse of the Sword, released on what handheld?
The Nokia N-Gage.
And Batman?
I mean, I genuinely was thinking the Nokia N-Gage.
You both go for N-Gage, or would one of you like to change your answer?
No.
What do you fucking think?
You're both wrong. It's the Game Boy Color.
Oh.
Batman.
We should have known that.
Batman.
It's hard to do Sopranos sarcastic and the voice at the same time.
Road to Respect on PS2 came out in what year? The Sopranos, Road to Respect on PS2 came out in what year, Batman?
2007.
Batwing?
2007.
You're both pretty close, but you are wrong. It was 2006.
You probably give us the point for that. It's pretty close.
Nah.
We both got the closest answer.
No.
No. No, we didn't get the closest answer. Who got closer?
Neither of you.
Yeah. So
you got the same.
So we're the closest.
Batwing. Illphonic, the devs behind the most recent Friday the 13th game, have another upcoming horror multiplayer game. What is it?
I can't think of a funny answer. Fuck it. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Batman?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
You're both wrong. It's Killer Clowns from Outer Space, the game. Batman? What job does Tom Riley in Resistance Burning Skies do?
Soldier.
He's a soldier. And Batwing?
I believe he's a military officer of some kind.
Nah, you're both wrong. He's a firefighter.
Whoa. Hence the
burning, clue
was
that the sky is burning and he had
well,
to put it
to
out.
To be fair, the sky is not what they don't generally deal with. That's the thing about firefighters. They really deal more with the ground.
They would struggle, I think.
Yeah.
That's why they would call me Batwing to fly up there. I'm going to say it again. Pierce.
Batwing, what colour is the Jersey Devil in the PS1 game?
Red.
And Batman?
Red.
You're both wrong. It's purple.
Why?
Because the Jersey Devil is purple.
I've never heard of the Jersey Devil.
I think it's a shit cryptid.
And Batman
deals only in facts.
The last question, Batman, of this game. Trump Castle 2 follows the rules of what state's Casino Control Commission?
It's Nevada. That's the state, isn't it? Yeah, Nevada.
And Batwing, you're currently tied, Batwing. You can win this, Batwing. with this one question.
Nevada.
You're also wrong.
But he has still won. Tried to help.
I have. I tried to help you out there.
You say you tried to help him out, but he still wins. Just to confirm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the correct answer was New Jersey.
It was my second choice, to be fair. But...
was the theme of that last round?
What was the theme of the whole fucking quiz?
Well, there was ping pong and then penguins.
And then I guess the last bit was gambling?
Oh, right, because no. He has a casino.
No, the last round was New Jersey.
What do you mean New Jersey? What the fuck's penguin got to do with New Jersey?
Gotham is New Jersey and Danny DeVito is from New Jersey. And my coffee, and that was supposed to be a Jersey accent, but it I wasn't. Can't do it.
I mean, I can tell you right fucking now, mate. That wasn't a fucking Jersey accent.
Gotham yeah, and like the Gotham. It's a fictional place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the bro stuff, because obviously, like Jersey Shore and stuff, but yeah. Mm. Yeah. I was trying to think of three rounds out of ping pong and penguin, and the only thing I could think of was New Jersey. Because I said Danny Vito's from New Jersey, and Gotham is based on New Jersey. And I thought you might have thought the Trump question was funny as well. But yeah.
Just to confirm, Gotham is in Gotham State.
I almost went Gotham. Just to be different on the last question, but I was like, no, because if he's right, it'll ruin the whole thing we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Batman, you got 6 points. Batwing, you got 6 points. So, you can both see us out.
Batman.
But neither
you can start.
Okay. If you like this podcast...
If you like this podcast,
then you know what to do.
Then you know what to do.
You gotta get on the internet.
You gotta get on the internet.
And click on subscribe.
And click on subscribe.
I really hoped I could rhyme, but I couldn't.
I gave you plenty of time.
You certainly did.
I'm giving Batwing a bonus point for that break. Right, Batwing now wins.
Kapow! Bam!
Because I'm obviously
kapow! That's us punching you. Pow! Pow! Bam!
I assumed we already beat him and put him into Blackgate at this point. Mm. I'm not going to lie; the whole storyline of the podcast was somewhat confused.
I was hoping I would know the last question because I was going to break character and do a puzzle, a heel turn, and win. But then it was fucking what state gambling commission is the fucking Trump casino video game based on? Insane. Anyway,
maybe he should be an author.
God. Yeah. Jay and Mus, please come back. The podcast is falling apart. Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Incredible.